Whiskey with tears, please, Mr. Bartender. Bank back on the gears, stare at the bar. Hit it down on my fears, left without her. I drink my whiskey with tears when I'm on the rocks. Whiskey with tears, please, Mr. Bartender. I bank back on the gears, stare at the clock. Hit the ground on my fears, living without her. I drank my whiskey with tears when I'm on the rocks. New best friend, Lord, and it's so nice to see. Oh, how you fill up my glass. Oh, when you listen to me, pour me one more and pay for it all. Another clock on the shelf says that it's time for last call. One more whiskey with tears, please, Mr. Bartender. Back on the gears, stare at the clock. Hit the ground on my fears, living without her. I drank my whiskey with tears when I'm on the rocks. Good Lord, I drank my whiskey with tears when I'm on the rocks.
My mind was running through the woods instead. 100 miles an hour in the fast lane. 100 miles an hour in my head. And vagabond dreaming takes me through the night. Sipping whiskey by the river, living out of sight. 100 miles an hour in the fast lane. 100 miles an hour toward the light. See the curve in that river's bed. Now look at you when I see my friend. 100 miles an hour in the fast lane. 100 miles an hour to the air. Come.
And that was Camp. They've got a new one out that was called Vagabond, and that is off their brand new release called Camp. It's C-A-A-M-P. Before that, another new one. That was Town Mountain from their new album, Southern Crescent, Whiskey with Tears. And you're listening to KGNU, Boulder, Denver, 88.5 FM, 1390 AM. 93.7 FM up around Nederland, up in the mountains there, 93.7. You might listen online, kgnu.org. We just heard from somebody who called in and made a donation during this pledge drive from Nashville, and you can bet they listen at kgnu.org. You can listen anywhere in the world. And from anywhere in the world, you can go to kgnu.org right now and make a donation. Support this great community radio station. Support the Morning Sound Alternative if you like this music you're hearing. And, you know, I can guarantee you a lot of this stuff you're just not hearing anywhere else, you know. And this is a great opportunity to be able to find out about new music, hear stuff that you suddenly discover your new favorite band right here on KGNU by listening to the Morning Sound Alternative. And if that's something that's valuable to you, give us a call, 303-449-4885. You can make a donation, 303-449-4885. And if you make a donation today here on the Morning Sound Alternative, you're going to automatically get entered into a drawing for a pair of ski passes up at Sunlight up around Carbondale. Includes a meal coupon, pair of lift tickets, a coupon for Steve's Guitars and Lodging at the Days Inn. So all kinds of benefits, you know. And talking about benefits, we've got a couple of pair of tickets. If you pledge $40, you can get some tickets to Rising Appalachia. They're going to be playing with the Brothers Comatose. They're an American musical group led by multi-instrumentalist sisters Leah and Chloe Smith. They're from New Orleans. They were just out at the Arise Musical Festival. You might have seen them at that festival. They've been touring all over the place, and they're going to be joined by San Francisco's Brothers Comatose, a bluegrass group from San Francisco. That's going to be on November 3rd. November 3rd. It's a Thursday night. The doors are at 8:30. The show's at 9 o'clock. It's an all-ages show. And give us a call and make a pledge. And they've donated these tickets to this show at the Boulder Theater. And why do they donate tickets here at KGNU? They do it because this is the only place you're going to hear these guys get played on the air. You just don't. There's so much music out there, and there's so much great music, but really sifting through it all is way too much for any one person to do. And so, you know, you find these radio programs like the Morning Sound Alternative or the Afternoon Sound Alternative or various different shows that reflect the genre of music that you like, and you can discover this great music through that avenue. So we're going to play one here from Rising Appalachia. You can give us a call, 303-449-4885. You can make a donation to KGNU, become a new member, renew your membership, and get some tickets to go see Rising Appalachia with the Brothers Comatose at Boulder Theater on Thursday, November 3rd. Give us a call, 303-449-4885. Sugar River, Stair Creek first, once, now twice, now every weekend.
and pour the rubies, wild laughter, lust and beauty.
Yeah, fine tune me with pain. the dice on icy roads that night. Asleep in dirty clothes through a frozen Minnesota night. They spent a month of rent to get on that B-35 and went off the air. Not a soul survived. Singing, that'll be the day I die the night before. How could he know those words of love would only hurt us more? Man on the radio predicted snow and said the only stars to fall over Clear Lake, Iowa. They fell under the belly of the night. Under the belly of the night. Under the belly. Still on the air, you can find them there. Well, how many folks tonight are putting trouble on the run and laying the needle down on that Chicago preacher's son and having that party while the singer is singing from the grave? And he's out there now twisting the night away. Down the courtyard you could hear him on the radio, behind the walls of number 7 singing soft and low. A couple moaning when the gun popped in the night above, and they heard the shot, he kept making love. Under the belly of the night. Under the belly of the night. Under the belly of the night, the famous singer fell, the Evening Star Motel. Jackie Wilson's heart is crying on Commercial Drive. As long as there's an FM dial, I know he's still alive. If I should die, I pray the radio my soul to keep, if I don't wake from 9 years of sleep. Under the belly of the night. Under the belly. Under the belly of the night, I'll be on the air. You can find me there. Under the belly of the night, I'll be singing. Under the belly of the night, the Holy Ghost. Under the belly of the night. Hey, love, that's love. I'll not fade away.
And that was a new one from Jonathan Bird. Haven't heard one from him in a while. That was Under the Belly of the Night single that he had the Sentimental singing with him on there. And before that, we heard Rising Appalachia. There's a couple pairs of tickets for people who pledge at least $40 here on this Morning Sound Alternative pledge drive for KGNU, your opportunity. You only get this opportunity a couple of times a year when we can come on and tell you all about what we're doing, and you can call in and make a donation and let us know that you appreciate hearing this kind of music, getting the kind of news, all the community resources that you get here at KGNU. You can give us a call, 303-449-4885, and join the family.
You know what's fun is that if you're going to go to see Rising Appalachia anyway, for a pledge of $40 to KGNU, you get a year of music, guilt-free, And you can participate monthly in any ticket giveaways. So we'd love to send you to the concert, you and your friend. And then you're a member of KGNU for an entire year. What's not to like? So give us a call. That concert is on November 3rd at Boulder Theater, by the way. If you're free November 3rd, we'd love to send you to hear Rising Appalachia, 303-449-4885. You know, we have some people to thank.
All right.
There's people from all kinds of locations listening to us. Thank you to Gaia and Hank from Taos, New Mexico. They must be listening on their little app. And Forrest is in Mosca. That's north of Alamosa. We looked it up on the map even. So thank you so much, Forrest and Gaia and Hank in New Mexico. And Utah, in Moab, we have Emily. She gives monthly. So thank you so much to Emily. Thank you to all the people who do that, giving monthly through their bank. They went online at kgnu.org, or they just gave us a call. We set it right up. It's very easy. It happens on an ongoing basis, and then you're a part of the KGNU family. So we'd love to include you. 303-449-4885.
You know, it's so funny because I do that too. You know, I find these programs all around the country that I really like, and I listen to them, you know, when I can. And, you know, and there's some at KUT down in Austin and some out in California and some down, you know, down in the South. Alabama has some great shows. And, you know, you get a sort of flavor of music from all over the country when you do that. And I know that there's people out there who, you know, tune into KGNU specifically for the show. Maybe it's Morning Sound Alternative, or maybe it's Honky Tonk Heroes. That's one that I hear a lot of times. People just don't hear that music anywhere. And so they tune into Honky Tonk Heroes, or they get the podcast, or Old Grass, New Grass is you know, a nationally recognized bluegrass program that all happens right here in your local radio studio at KGNU, and it's available to us all the time, and it's just such an incredible resource for us to be able to take advantage of. And we get to support our community radio station. We don't say, you know, you go out and get advertisers, or, you know, get people who are going to give you a bunch of money, or, yeah, it's you, it's a community, it's everybody who's listening. You know, we all kind of pitch in, you know, a couple of times a year, and that keeps us being able to do the things that we do, and being able to hear the great music that we hear, and support these local bands, support the bands that are traveling through town, support the little venues. You know, we've got a great new venue up in Nederland, Colorado. You probably wouldn't hear about this unless you were listening to KGNU, but there's a little place, or it's actually kind of a good size place, that just opened up this last summer up in Nederland. It's called the Caribou Room. And there, you know, they started out with a couple of shows, you know, one a month maybe, and now they're starting to really build up the number of people that are coming through and playing there. And the Traveling McCurries are going to be up there, you know, which is what a great group, the Traveling McCurries. I know Jeff Austin's going to be playing up there, I think, in maybe a week or two, and Vince Herman's going to be doing something up there, I think, in the middle of December. So, you know, you can find out about these great venues like the Caribou Room. And as I said, the Traveling McCurries are going to be playing up there. And we've got a brand new release from Del McCurry. And Del McCurry's been around for, God, he's been around forever. He was in Bill Monroe's Bluegrass Boys, and he's been doing a lot of stuff solo. He's been doing stuff with his kids in his band. And he's got a new one out. And if you like hearing this kind of music on your community radio station, give us a call, 303-449-4885. Support your community radio station. Support local, good, acoustic, bluegrass, Americana music, stuff that comes straight out of the earth and into your ears right here at KGNU. Del McCurry.
Just my luck, I ran smack into you. But I never could have known it would be like this. You got the kind of charm that I can't resist. I figure what the harm in a little bitty kiss or two. When I fell in love,
Why'd you wanna do that cold?
I fell in love.
Why'd you wanna do that cold?
I fell in love. Took me by surprise, put me on the floor, right between the eyes with a 2x4. Just a little taste and I fell in love. Couldn't complain that I didn't have much to do. I was a two-fisted man looking for a fight. Had a girl on the left, a girl on the right, but you burned me up like a chicken in a barbecue. Then I fell in love.
What you wanna do that for?
I fell in love.
What you wanna do that for?
I fell in love. Didn't see you coming in the view. I was overwhelmed and overdue. I ain't gonna sweat it, I fell in love.
Gone fishing. His day off, he gets along. And that leaves only me to blame, 'cause Mama tried. Dear old Daddy, rest his soul, left my mom a heavy load. She tried so very hard to fill his shoes, working hours without rest, wanting me to have the best. She tried to raise me right, but I refused. I turned 21 in prison, doing life without parole. No one could steer me right, but Mama tried. Mama tried, Mama tried to raise me better, but her pleading I denied. And that leaves only me to blame, 'cause Mama tried.
That was Rhonda Vincent. She has released a new single of that old Merle Haggard tune, Mama Tried. Before that, we heard a new one from Joe K. Walsh. What a great album that is. Borderland is what it's called. It's produced by Bruce Molsky, and Joe K. Walsh is just a phenomenal mandolin player. And that song that we heard was Cumberland Gap. And before that, we heard a release from Gillian Welch. That's an old Gillian Welch tune that Miranda Lambert kind of made famous, but that's from a new release called the Official Revival Bootleg Boots Number One, and that was Dry Town, and it says demo version, so I guess that was her demo for the Revival album. It didn't ever make it onto the Revival album, but that's a great tune called Dry Town from Gillian Welch. And started out that set with a new one from Del McCoury, I Fell in Love. That's a single that he just released, Del McCoury, who's just such a bluegrass treasure. And that was a new one from him. He just keeps on putting them out. You're listening to KGNU, the Morning Sound Alternative, and it is our pledge drive. So you get to give us a call and tell us how much you like KGNU. Make a donation. Help keep this station alive and thriving, and enabling people to come in and play this music that that you enjoy. And you know, we're not directed by any big company or any big conglomerate that says, okay, here's what you have to play. Nope, we just play good stuff. That's it. That's our only requirement, is that it's good. So you can listen to us on 88.5 FM. You can listen to us on 1390 AM, 93.7 FM up there around in the mountains, or you can also listen at kgnu.org. You can listen at afterfm.com, and keep on creating these kinds of ways for you to engage with KGNU. And that's because this is your community radio station. We value you. And now is an opportunity for you to tell us that you value us. Give us a call at 303-449-4885. Help us reach our goal of $1,000 for this morning sound alternative. That's not a hard goal to reach. $1,000. And give us a call at 303-449-4885. Or you can make a donation online at kgnu.org.
Maybe you want to call up with a request. I assume that you take lots of requests.
You bet. Give us a call. Let us know what you'd like to hear.
Right. So, yes, let us know how we can be your radio station. We're really responsible to you and vice versa. So help us out and keep tuning in to kgnu.org or give us a call, 303-449-4885. Thanks so much for being a listener member.
That's right. It's really important to us that we hear from you, just as it's important to you that you hear from us when we come on with these Morning Sound Alternative and the various different programs that you hear here on KGNU that are such a great benefit. I'll tell you real quickly about the weather. We've got, it's going to be mostly sunny today, a high of 62. It's going to get down into the high 30s tonight, and then we're going to slowly be warming up the rest of the week. It looks like an absolutely beautiful rest of the week. Wednesday through Saturday, we'll be moving from a high of 56 on Wednesday, just steadily up to a high of 76 on Saturday. It looks like another gorgeous, warm, beautiful weekend, and we've been getting those. It's just so great. You know, you feel like, God, it's raining every weekend, and then now you get this stretch that we've had of just absolutely beautiful weekends, and just love fall here in the mountains in Colorado. We got a high of 76 on Saturday, high of 74 on Friday. Clear, sunny, beautiful days. So you can go to kgnu.org. You can go to afterfm.com. You can download a podcast, put it on your phone, stick your earphones in your ears, and go out and you know, enjoy the outside. But give us a call first at 303-449-4885. And become a new or renewing member of KGNU. You can become a solar member, which means that you don't even have to think about it. You just tell us how much you want to have come out of your account every month, and we just keep that going. And you stop in, you know, as Nikki was saying, stop in, you know, once a year and just pick up a premium, and you're all taken care of. You're all set. You don't have to think about it again.
Yeah. Take KGNU on your walk, put us in your pocket. Somebody the other day said that he just has a Bluetooth and looks up, gets his phone out of his pocket when he wants to see what we're playing. Otherwise, he just keeps his phone hidden, and he's busy working and listening to KGNU on the job. So a lot of people do that. We hear from people who are in bakeries and machine shops, and gee, there's KGNU all over town. So let us be in your house and a part of your life. It starts with a membership to KGNU at 303-449-4885.
That's right. You don't get a bunch of advertisements on KGNU. Just a couple of times a year, we get on the line and we say, hey, remember us over here? You got to support your community station. So we all love this station so much, and we come down here and we're all volunteers doing these shows, and so you know that your money isn't going to paying a DJ a high salary or anything. It's all volunteer. We're all in it together, and we like to come on here and do these shows because we love music and hear things that we really want to share with the rest of the community, and that's what happens here. And if you appreciate that kind of programming and you appreciate that kind of music and that kind of news that you get here on KGNU, give us a call, 303-449 4885 to support your community radio station. And we're coming up on the end of this program is at 1201, and we're going to go into the BBC. So you only have about 22 minutes left to give us a call and support the Morning Sound Alternative. 303-449-4885. Here's one from Chris Knight. This was included. We haven't had a new one from Chris Knight in a bunch of years, but this was included on a new release from the Dual Tone radio label or record label that Chris Knight is on. And so this is one that they just re-released. This is Chris Knight with Down the River. Remember to give us a call, 303-449-4885. Support your community radio station.
I was 18, my brother was 21. One Saturday evening, when all the work was done, we went down to the river, had some tried lines to run. My brother Walter had a fight the week before. Knocked a boy named Wilson through the pool hall door. They said you don't mess with Wilson unless you want a war. I put the boat in the water and I made the engine run. I loaded the lantern against the sinking sun and my brother Walter was loading his gun. And we went down the river. Down past the coal docks, racing up behind. It was Wilson and his cousin had trouble on their mind. They passed on by us, probably going to tend their pipe. We headed up the river with the fish we caught, but before we made the landing, thought I heard a shot. Fell over the side. I couldn't find him, no matter how I tried. And I looked along the bank, but I couldn't find where they'd hide. They drug the river, they searched it up and down. Couldn't find his body, they decided that he'd drown. But I knew better than Wilson bragged around town. So one night I floated down right above Wilson's shack. I hid in the woods till I saw him walk out back. I put a bullet in his head, dropped him in his tracks. And we went down the river.
down below the trestle where the water runs slow. I chained him to an anvil and then I let him go. And 5 years later, I ain't told a soul. And I ain't done much fishing, I hardly wet a line. The death of my brother is still heavy on my mind. I've been thinking Wilson's cousin better find a place to hide. Cause I'm going down the river. Yeah, I'm going down the river.
And it don't seem to matter now. I was born on the Junco River where the dragon surely dwells. That saint just stood where the mighty world told it well. Hey babe, it's your birthday, my sweet little one. Why 6 years old and just been torn, you're the only one. It's hard, Lord, Lord, it's hard. It's hard, Lord, Lord, it's hard. Yes, everybody in the whole damn place has gotta have a good time. Yeah, nah, nah. Say Biloxi, it's tough all over. Oh, you said you scared me sober. Oh, all around my old hometown, I was known as a loner. Oh, you know I wasn't lonely, I just like being alone. It's hard, Lord, Lord, it's hard. It's hard, Lord, Lord, it's hard. Oh, everybody in the whole damn place has gotta have a good time. The dragon surely dwells. When Saint just stood with the mighty word, told it well.
It's hard, Lord, Lord, it's hard. It's hard, Lord, Lord, it's hard.
There's one way in and one way out, and we're gonna have a good time.
And that's a new one from Hiss Golden Messenger. That's called Biloxi. And that's off of the Heart Like a Levee album. Just came out. Before that, the Dust Bowl Revival. That was a single that they released, Only One. And started out that set with Chris Knight. And that's a re-release of an older tune of his called Down the River. It just came out on, in case you miss it, 15 years of Dual Tone Records. And we're here on this Morning Sound Alternative. So excited to be doing the pledge drive, the opportunity for all of us to give a call into KGNU and re-up our membership or become a new member. If maybe you're just discovering KGNU, or maybe you've been listening to KGNU for a while and you've been thinking about becoming a member. Hey, you can do it right now. Hey, how about that? How about that for an idea? Or maybe you were a member a bunch of years ago, you kind of let it lapse, and you've been meaning to get back to being a member again. Just give us a call, 303-449-4885, and jump back in the pool. The water's fine. And we've got a few people to thank, huh, Nick?
Right. And we've got some new folks that are visiting from New Orleans, actually, Tricia and Robbie Vitrano. They're in Boulder for 6 months, and they tuned in and just liked the music, so they decided to become KGNU members.
Nice.
Thank you so much to Tricia and Robbie. They know what music's about, being from New Orleans.
That's right.
They are also going to Rising Appalachia, so we're sending them to the Boulder
great.
Theater. Very cool. They're going to have a good time November 3rd. Those tickets are taken. However, we have Leftover Salmon November 26th. It's a Saturday night, 7 o'clock show at the Fillmore Auditorium in Denver. It's for a pledge of $10 a month. We'd love to send you and your best friend to see Leftover Salmon. So give us a call if you'd like us to put your name on this one pair of tickets to the Fillmore Auditorium November 26th. Give a call to 303-449-4885 and let us know you want to go to Leftover Salmon.
That's right. Leftover Salmon, another group that started here in Boulder County. There was a left-hand string band for a while. They were all living up in the left-hand canyon, and then they formed Leftover Salmon. And I don't know if you remember that song that they did a long time ago called about alfalfas. See if I can find that.
Oh, they did for alfalfa.
Oh, yeah.
In
when I grow up, I want to work at alfalfa's. And that
so
was.
So who left over the salmon?
I
mean,
I don't think that
was
had
a big
any,
salmon feast.
I don't think that had any bearing on alfalfa's at all. But that was before they closed and then reopened again. So they're back. And now they're back in town. So they're going to be back playing there. And Vince Herman, who's a lead singer and guitar player in Leftover Salmon, is going to be in town for a while and in doing a show up at the Caribou Room after that, after the not with all Leftover Salmon, but he's going to be doing that Leftover Salmon show. And we've got tickets to that. We give away tickets all the time to these shows. So it's a great thing for you to be able to take advantage of these musical events that are coming through town, and you can find out about them here on KGNU. You can get tickets here at KGNU. And there's all sorts of other premiums, too. We've got tickets to shows. We've got books. We've got CDs. We've got DVDs. You can give us a call, 303-449-4885. Make your donation and then just say, hey, you know, I think I'm going to just come down and browse. I'm going to graze a little bit for those premiums, see what tastes good, and take something home with you. But these are things that people donate to KGNU because they know how important this resource is for the community, and how important it is for the venues, how important it is for the musicians, and just being able to get their music out there to the world, you know, through the airwaves, and KGNU provides that service. So
yeah, come on down to 4700 Walnut Street. We'll give you the nickel tour. You can select a thank you gift and meet the whole cast of characters down here. We'd love to talk to you.
Seriously, it's a nickel. It's a very small place. It's a nickel tour, but it's worth it. You wouldn't believe how much of a wallop they pack into these walls. So give us a call, 303-449-4885. Go to kgnu.org. You're listening to KGNU Boulder, Denver, 88.5 FM, 1390 AM, 93.7 FM up in Nederland, or online at kgnu.org. This has been the Morning Sound Alternative. We only have about 3 more minutes for those calls to come in and support the Morning Sound Alternative before we head on over to the BBC. So give us a call right now, 303-449-4885.
Neil Nunes with the BBC News. President Obama has described the start of the battle for the Iraqi city of Mosul as a major step forward in the war against the Islamic State group. But speaking on the offensive's second day, Mr. Obama warned that the fight would be difficult. The Iraqi army and its allies are closing in on Mosul with support from U.S. airstrikes. Our correspondent Richard Galpin reports from the city of Erbil, east of Mosul.
After the initial push on several fronts yesterday at the start of the offensive, today the Iraqi army has continued moving up the road south of Mosul towards the city. Troops are reported to have taken control of 10 villages, but they're still miles away from the outskirts of Mosul, and dozens more villages lie on the route. A senior Kurdish official has been quoted as saying there are intelligence reports that the leader of so-called Islamic State, Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi, is in the city, along with one of his top explosives experts. If true, it could mean that the thousands of ISIS fighters there will take a stand in what would be a very bloody street-by-street battle.
The International Committee of the Red Cross has appealed to all sides to show humanity towards more than a million civilians in Mosul. There are fears that many will be forced to flee their homes and that IS might use some as human shields. The U.S.-led coalition is supporting the offensive with airstrikes as well as some troops on the ground. Russia has halted its airstrikes on rebel-held neighborhoods of Aleppo 48 hours ahead of a planned pause. The defense minister Sergei Shoigu said Russian and Syrian forces were stopping their bombing to allow preparations for civilians and fighters to leave Aleppo during a scheduled 8-hour period on Thursday. But a commander of Ahrar al-Shaab, one of the opposition groups, said there would be no rebel exodus and that the factions would fight on. Meanwhile, the wife of President Bashar al-Assad of Syria says she has rejected offers that would have enabled her to escape the war and flee into exile. In a Russian television interview, Asma al-Assad said she had been given promises of safety and financial security abroad. British-born Mrs. Assad didn't say who had made these offers, but she suggested the real intention behind them had been to undermine confidence in President Assad. At least 16 people have been killed in inter-ethnic clashes in the southeast of the Democratic Republic of Congo in a row over tax on caterpillars sold as food. Several days of violence began when a group of Batwa, also known as pygmies, refused to pay a tax for selling caterpillars. The Batwa killed several members of the Lupa ethnic group, accusing them of imposing an illegal tax and beating up caterpillar sellers. The Lupa launched a revenge attack, killing at least 13 pygmies. This is the latest world news from the BBC. The United States has said it's deeply concerned about reports from Iran that two Iranian Americans have been given 10-year jail sentences. A State Department spokesman called for the immediate release of the businessman Siamak Namazi and his father Baga, a former UNICEF representative. UNESCO has approved a controversial resolution which has angered Israel because it fails to acknowledge its ties to a key holy site in Jerusalem. Last week, Israel suspended its links with the UN's cultural organization after a UNESCO committee overwhelmingly adopted the Arab-sponsored resolution referring to Al-Aqsa Mosque in East Jerusalem, but not to Temple Mount, as Jews call it. The Palestinian envoy to UNESCO, Elia Sanbar, has welcomed the resolution.
The aim of the mission was not to say is Israel an occupying power or not. The whole world knows it. The aim was to say, according to fields of competence of UNESCO, are the historical sites and monuments in UNESCO well preserved and, if restored, well restored according to the rules of restoration? That's all.
But Israel's ambassador accused the Palestinians of playing games. President Obama has criticized the Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump for modeling his policies on the Russian President Vladimir Putin and showering praise on him. Mr. Obama said this was unprecedented in American politics. Mr. Trump has promised closer relations with the Russian leader if he wins the White House. Patriarch Kirill, on the first visit to Britain by a head of the Russian Orthodox Church in 50 years, has met the Queen and the Archbishop of Canterbury. The visit comes at a time of strained relations between the two countries, with Archbishop Welby recently describing Russia's bombing of Aleppo as evil, demonic, and showing absolute contempt for the human spirit. BBC World News.
lost my time, lost my place in sky blue. There's two blue eyes like your face in sky blue. I know how to fly, I know where to drown in sky blue. Warm wind blowing over the earth, sky blue. I sing through the land, the land sings through me, sky blue. Reaching into the deepest shade of sky. Time.